Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Tefillah Amud Beis, and we are starting near the top of the Amud with the brand new Perek and Vilna Tzur Sadaf. It's all the way at the end of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar Bas Reb Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we continue talking about Kfiyas for Ma'aseh. The Mishnah says, HaKovesh, one who pickles, HaShoylik, one who cooks. Usually Shoylik denotes cooking a lot, not just regular cooking, but cooking for a very long time. And HaMelech Basada, if he salts out in the field, Chayiv, in all these situations, that's a Kfiyas for Ma'aseh and he's Chayiv, because this is considered Gemara Malacha. However, HaMechamer Ba'adama, Putter, if he warms them in the ground, he's putter. We've had this term before. Mechamer is when he picks something that's not fully ripe and either puts them in a barrel or, as we see over here, in the ground, and it warms them and helps them ripen further. This is not considered a kfiyas for ma'aseh, and therefore is putter. Continuing on, hametabel basada, putter. If he dips them into brine or vinegar in the field, he's putter. That's not gemar malacha. Hapetei zeisim sheitz mehem asraf, putter. If he beats or crushes the olives, just so the sraf, the bitter part of them, should come out. This is the bitter liquid before the oil. This is putter, because again, it's not gemar malacha. Hasechet zeisimal basaroi, putter. If he squeezes olives onto his flesh, this is still putter from meiser. However, v'msachem nasal sech yodai, chayev. If he squeezed them and then he put the olive oil into his hand, he's chayev now. That's similar to squeezing the olives in a press and the oil going down into the uka, which is the bottom container. And we learned previously that's a kaveh for meiser, and it's the same thing by putting the oil into his hand. Furthermore, hamikvah tavshil, putter. If he squeezes grapes into a dish and he takes out the seeds and the stems and the peels and just the juices left, he's still putter. However, l'kadeira, if he does this in a kadeira into a pot, chayiv, he's chayiv ma'aser, b'nei shu kabar katan, because it's like a small bar. Just like we learned by squeezing grapes, that when the juice goes down into the bar, into the bottom holding receptacle, that's a kvias for ma'aser, so too over here. I think where it quotes the Mishnah, kavish ha'shalik ha'melech uchulu, and here we have the six things that are tevel for ma'aser. Or, tevel. Or is fire, that's tevel for ma'aser. Mekach, tevel. A business transaction is a kvias for ma'aser. Melach, teveles. If he salts it, that's tevel for ma'aser. Truma, teveles. If he takes off truma, now there's a chiv to take meiser off of it. Shabbos tevelas. If it becomes Shabbos, now there's a chiv to take off meiser. And chatzar bez shmira tevelas. A chatzar which is guarded, that's tevel as well. However, now we have a clarification of this. Dam Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says mekach v'shabbos v'chatzar ain't on tyra. These three things, mekach, Shabbos, and chatzar, they're not tevel midaraisa, only midrabanan. And for sure, the other three things as well are only tevel midrabanan and not midaraisa. Lam bezon bez on top. However, Rav Ami says b'shem Rav Shimon Lakesh hamachover shabakulon, the one that's most clear out of all of them, meaning midai raisa, zu chatzar beis shmira, that's a chatzar beis shmira, a chatzar hamishtameres, and that is toivol midai raisa, and we've brought this up multiple times before as well. Now we have a question, hakovesh ad sheichvesh kol tzarchai, hasholik ad sheyishlik kol tzarchai, when a person is pickling, does he have to pickle them 100%? And when he's cooking them, does he have to cook them 100% in order for us to say there's a kfiyas for maestres? Or if he pickles them a little bit and cooks them a little bit, maybe already there we say there's a kfiyas for maestres. So the Gemara suggests, nishmin when adal, let's hear from the following, if a person takes stalks of wheat and he singes them in fire, that's ready tovel them for ma'aser. And beloikach inim chusar molacha idea or, wouldn't we say that they're still considered mechusar molacha through fire? Because all he did was singe them. He didn't fully cook them. And nonetheless, we see that there's a chiv of ma'aser here. It must be that by cooking and pickling, it's the same thing. If he does even a little bit, that's a kviyas for ma'aseres. However, the Gemara says it's not a raya shan yehi, this is different. Shu gemar molachtoi, this is its gemar molacha. When he takes these stalks and he singes them with fire, that's a way of preparation in order to be able to eat them right now. And that's why it's considered Gemar Malacha. But when you pickle something or cook something, it has to be done 100% in order to be considered Gemar Malacha. And we continue, Vieda Amrada, where do we say this? Meaning, where do we say that there's a differentiation in the same food that if he does one thing, it's considered a kvias and one thing not? Hamakatav Shibal and La'echlin Melilois, we take out the word Lysasai. If a person picks stalks in order to eat them as Melilois, meaning he's picking them while they're still young and he's going to be eating them like that, Nitbalu, they're ready title for Maisa right then. However, La'saisa and Isa, if he picked the stalks in order to turn them into dough, loinet balu. They're not considered tevel yet because it still has to go through further processing of taking off the outer part and separating the good from the bad and then crushing them and turning into flour, so on and so forth. And so we see that if we could have stalks in one stage, that would be chayv and ma'aser, whereas if they're picked for a totally different reason, they'd be putter for ma'aser. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.